Well, we just heard Shibli Tohami say that a peaceful, largely peaceful democratic revolution in Egypt is bin Laden's nightmare. I want to gauge the reaction from Nancy Youssef, an Egyptian-American and professor of English literature at City University in New York. Also with us, Zachary Lockman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and History at New York University. Nancy, the possibility for any kind of revolution in Egypt was, in many people's minds, unheard of. The Egyptian people have surprised everyone. Have they surprised you? Is it possible that Egypt could turn out to be bin Laden's nightmare?
I mean, I think the completely non-ideological character of this revolution has surprised me, and also, you know, the persistence of the persistence of the crowds. And I think what I just heard Zachary say about the spread suddenly of this movement to labor and the strikes that we've seen throughout the country over the last few days is incredibly important. A couple of other things I'll mention: Al Ahram, the most important newspaper in the country that really has been straitjacketed by censorship, has sort of broken loose in the last couple of days and is actually, is actually now covering the protests in a sort of realistic, truthful way. That's surprising. And something that we don't hear a lot about in this country is the fact that there are demonstrations, you know, not just in Cairo and Alexandria, but in many other towns throughout the country. So apparently in the south, in Asyut and in Port Said, and we've heard a little bit about Suez. I'm most struck by the fact that there seem to be demonstrations going on in important towns in the Nile Delta, in places we've never heard of here, Mansoura, Tanta. This is really the heartland of Egypt. You know, these are the people that live in that region. You know, they're not the urban bourgeoisie, right? They're not the Facebook people and the Twitter people. These are the real sort of salt of the earth of the country. And if there are demonstrations in those towns as well, then this is really it can't be claimed that this is a sort of minority of rabble rousers, you know, even a sizable
minority. That's exactly what President Hosni Mubarak claimed and continues to claim even during his remarks last night. Zachary Lockman, what's your response to that? Is this a popular wave? I mean, there still are Egyptians who feel like if Mubarak steps down, they are afraid the country could descend into chaos.
I'm sure there are Egyptians who fear that, but I think fewer and fewer. That card of threatening chaos and Mubarak's argument, which he's really been making for 30 years, that he is what stands between chaos and stability, has lost its effectiveness, right? The regime has had a social base, right? It has a huge security apparatus. There have been millions of people whom, through patronage or other connections, have been connected to it. But their numbers have been dwindling. Its base has crumbled over the last several weeks. And I think fewer and fewer Egyptians are willing to buy that kind of argument because they see that it's, in fact, the Mubarak regime that has created chaos through its actions and through its determination to keep a death grip on power.
Well, we are seeing hundreds of thousands of people, and that's just in Cairo, the images. Remember that you're seeing, if you're watching the images coming out of Al Jazeera, you can hear the crowds right now. That's in Cairo. There are similar scenes in many cities all across Egypt this morning. Nancy Youssef, professor of English literature at the City University of New York, and Zachary Lockman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and History at New York University. Thanks.